Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, yes.
Oh, yes.
Why are we here, you ask?
Yeah.
10 years of doing this.
Yeah.
And it'll be 10 years this year that you lot will have listened for nothing.
Yeah.
Free.
Free.
Free. For free.
You're not contributing nothing, have you? Why don't you make it your New Year's resolution? You, yes.
Yeah.
You. Clean your pants up off the floor.
Well, pick them up.
Pick them
the floor,
up.
Please.
Secondly, work a little bit harder at what you do. Because no one likes to slouch when the country's on its knees. And thirdly, pay for this podcast. Go to patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow.
No, please. You don't need the www no more, do you?
No, you don't do
you don't need to say that anymore.
No, you young people would know that.
Yeah, you'd know that. You'd know how to click onto it very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah, for nothing.
£2 yeah, a month.
That's it. What do you think the demographic is?
I don't know. What, of this show?
Yeah, who's listening?
Well, that is something I'd like to find out, and I've employed the government ministers to do that.
Oh, Christ, who is it? Who'd you get?
Mogg.
Rees Mogg?
Yeah, Mogg's on the game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's on the game.
Yeah. That is not on the game.
No, because the producer...
The producer would like to say that at no point.
No point has Rees Mogg ever been on the game, or is ever likely to go on it. He doesn't need to. He's got loads of money, and also... He's not into that stuff.
No.
So,
all the best, the Home Office. And then it says at the bottom here, however,
yeah,
Mr. Rees-Mogg, Lord Rees-Mogg, has asked me to point out that were he to go on the game, which he is not
going to do,
in underlined.
He doesn't like the fact that people have to go on it
at all, etc., etc. All that said, if he had to go on the game, he's got here... tickle your ball bag with some of those leather gloves they wore in the old days, £25.
Yeah. Stick a whip up your bum.
£30. £30. Old fashioned Victorian maid for dusting the china. Tickle your anus with it. £35.
Yeah,
what's the other one?
Have a really good look at your knob with my monocle. £35.
Fucking hell. Piss in some china on a nice white tablecloth in the parlour in front of the fire. £10 only for the piss.
Okay,
you know. Lovely price list. It's all written in quill, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Get your glove and... Oh, no.
No.
Get your glove and stick your knob and balls in it.
Yeah.
This is right. And then stand up with that and then wrap it in.
Aspect?
No, wrap it in. What is that stuff? Wrap it in the gauze that you wrap hams around.
Oh, I know, a greaseproof gauze.
I don't know what it is.
Stick it in an old fashioned.
Stick it in the arga.
In the arga.
And wait for it to come good, is it?
Yeah, that's it. What, I don't know what that means. But this is all Victorian.
That is specialist stuff.
It's specialist
anyway,
stuff.
But he doesn't do none of that anyway because he's not doing
it. But that's just if he did it and he doesn't.
He doesn't do that. And it's, you know.
I mean, there are those people, would be Rees-Mogg's, Mark Francois. Oh, yeah, if he did
one
do
of the
a
five families.
If he did
one
do.
One of the five families.
I mean,
not to big himself up.
No, he likes to big himself. He likes to make out his
territorial
So it's like, rub Willy with some AstroTurf that makes my gaff look proper posh.
Proper posh, so Dave Stewart's place.
Dave Stewart plays £15, for me to appear on 100-inch Sky flat-screen telly like I've got because I'm a big shot, £20,
It's still
I mean?
Quite reasonable, though. It's reasonable. Not that Francois would ever do that.
Francois has never done any of this stuff. He's never rubbed his knob on any AstroTurf or slammed it in some double-glazed front door in a barrack house where he lives.
Or stuck it in the fire.
Stuck it in one of those horrible
or put
marble
chestnuts in the end of his foreskin.
He has not done that, I'm happy to say that. At no point has he stuck a load of chestnuts in his foreskin. It didn't happen.
To try and cook them.
To try and cook them on his fire.
No, sorry. No. Anyway, please come over to Pudge. I mean, we might as well, advertise what we're doing.
Yeah.
this is a good... this is a little bit low rent compared
to the high,
because we just done Wordsworth poetry over
on the actual
Patreon.
Thing.
Yeah, and that's what you could hear some of that if you wanted to. But
if you're into
that, because that's the sort of stuff we like.
Look, if you have this year pretensions of being intellectual
or cultural,
don't listen to the news agents or the philosophical stuff or any health podcast or the history podcast. Come over to us.
We're antidote to all of that. Look, who's this poem from? You tell me.
Oh, has it got to,
tell me.
I know my poetry.
Right, you tell me who this is from. Yeah. Hello, lovey, it's me again.
Yeah,
I am sitting on the floor, cleaning up wee again.
Oh, it's Kim Woodburn.
I've got a snake in my hair.
Yes,
and I've got some fair reliquid in my hand.
She's not so good at the better at cleaning.
No.
Yeah.
I've got a rubber glove and I've got a feather duster.
Yeah.
And if I'm in the mind, I will try to muster the strength and energy to clean your bog for a price that's fair and a little bit of eggnog. So that's a Christmas one that she wrote. That's right, Kim Woodburn.
Beautiful poetry we've had coming in just to celebrate.
Just this New Year stuff. Yeah, New Year.
This is a lovely one by, who does that say there? Oh, it's
Lee Anderson.
Lee at TV's TV funny man and Brexit nutcase. 30p Lee Anderson.
He's up and as like
it's 2024. Get your fucking ass off the floor. Get out to work.
Call to arms.
Call to arms for thee. I'm fucking 30p Lee.
Yeah.
Let's get out of Europe. Let's cut all your rights. We'll have no more of them effeminate types prancing around in fucking tights. I'm a Yorkshireman, and so can you be. That's from me, 30p Lee.
Wow, that's great, because he sounds a little bit like...
Mad.
He sounds like, what's his name? Brian Glover.
He does, yeah. Lord Ryan Glover.
Ryan Glover.
That's right. But 30p, Lee. Lee, if you're listening, I know he does.
He does.
Keep up the good work, Lee.
Mate. Yeah.
If there's one thing we want, it's more rabid anti-European, anti-human rights, teeth-gnashing nutters.
Going for growth.
Yeah,
for growth. Anyway, we're not political.
No, it's not a political thing.
No, it's not a political thing. It's more of a cultural thing.
It's more of a common sense thing. Like 30p, Lee. It's just common sense.
It's all common sense, isn't it? Jeez, it's common sense. Common sense.
What's that poem he done about common sense?
It's all about common sense. It's all about common sense.
Get a job to pay your rents.
Oh, it's something like sticking up fences or emptying the bog or anything that anyone won't do. It doesn't make you a knob.
Crazy.
Yeah, nuts. It's nuts.
Nuts.
We can't all be what we want to be. Let's roll up our sleeves. Apart from me, I'm a traitor and a scab. I don't represent the people that are under me. That's fine by me, because I get drinks in the bar that are free.
So there you go. Yours sincerely, 30p Lee. Well, it's not politics, no, it's not as politics, I say, but do
cover accurate stuff.
Quite accurate stuff. Look, guys.
As a result, our audience has shrunk because it's not politics. People want politics.
They want they want the high-level, highfalutin politics that we do.
Everyone's looking for the truth.
Yeah, and that's what we are.
We are providing it.
Yeah, so come over.
Come over, Christ's sake.
Get your bloody hand in your pocket.
Stop. First of many begging bowl podcasts this will be.
Well, look, we're going to go now, but we'll see you next week.
Yeah,
and if you go on Patreon, we'll see you before anytime you like.
Put your hands in your pocket for the new year.
Yeah.
Put your hands in the pocket.
Okay.
Okay, we're talking this week over on the podcast from Charlie Mullins.
Bow and Ball.
We're talking about Marty Pello's hotel up in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
All the hot topics are covered.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
The truth is over there.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.